President Boris Tadic said Friday he would call an emergency meeting of Serbia's top security body, the National Security Council, to deal with mounting tensions and violence following Kosovo's declaration of independence. In a televised appeal, he urged Serbs to protest in a peaceful way after Thursday's attack by protesters on the US and other embassies of countries that recognize Kosovo's break from Serbia.
Apelujem na sve građane u našoj zemlji da ovog trenutka.
He said the attacks on embassies do not contribute to Serbia's integrity or dignity or its claim that Kosovo belongs to Serbia. President Tadic, who is regarded as pro-Western, made his appeal after the European Union and the United States condemned the embassy attacks. In addition, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, warned that Belgrade's failure to rein in violent protesters could undermine Serbia's prospects for joining the EU and the signing of a key stabilization and association agreement, or SAA, with Europe.
These acts of violence lead nowhere, and they cannot help anybody. And the things will have to come down before they can be recuperated, the climate that will allow for any contract to move on the SAA.
Serbian authorities were quick to point out that police detained some 200 people in connection with Thursday's violence that reportedly left one person dead and at least 130 injured. Across the border, in Kosovo, there were new clashes on Friday. Several thousand Serb demonstrators opposing Kosovo's independence attempted to march over a bridge separating the Serb and ethnic Albanian sides of Kosovo's ethnically divided city of Mitrovica. Several protesters hurled firecrackers and flares at United Nations police who tried to keep the protesters away from the bridge. Serbs waved Serbian flags and chanted, "Kosovo is ours." Kosovo's Prime Minister Hashim Tači has expressed concern about the clashes. Mr. Tači, recalling the late Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic, asked Serbs to move forward.
My message to Serbs in Serbia is to look forward and not to work with the mentality of the past, with the mentality of Milosevic time, and the pictures of yesterday in Belgrade, they were pictures of Milosevic time. And they are not reactionary against people of Kosovo or against Kosovo. It was a reaction against the democratic world.
Belgrade says, although it condemns violence, it will continue a diplomatic campaign against the loss of Kosovo, including withdrawing ambassadors from countries that recognize the independence of the Albanian majority province. Serbs comprise less than 10% of Kosovo's 2 million population. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.